Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Manipulating games he participated in the NBA by notifying other co-defendants in the case of his plan to leave a game early. Those co-defendants then bet roughly $200,000 on Rozier to underperform in the game. Both Billups in Oregon and Rozier in Florida will appear in federal court this afternoon and will be arraigned in Brooklyn at a later date. The good news in Detroit today, Tigers hitters Riley Green and Zach McKinstry have been announced as Silver Slugger finalists. The winners of the Silver Slugger in the American League will be announced on November 7th. Also, the Red Wings looking to bounce back after a 4-2 loss to the Sabres last night. They've got the Islanders in New York tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 97.1 The Ticket. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or odyssey.com.
Two things.
Okay.
A very, very detailed sports update from Two Cuts.
Yep.
And secondly, and admit, you can admit this or not.
Yeah.
You love saying La Cosa Nostra, don't you?
It's so crazy that I am allowed to say it in relation to a 90-second long sports update here at 97.1 The Ticket. That you can't not say La Cosa Nostra Italian crime syndicate. How nuts is that sentence that I just said?
It's nuts, and you're owning it. You are loving it. You're just embracing it. Mafia works. Organized crime, that works.
Yeah.
But La Cosa Nostra.
Italian organized crime syndicate. I think it is a first in 18 years of doing it that we brought this up and it came up on the show.
The thing is, every time I say it, I'm picturing like the Al Capone type mobsters in the trench coats and the hats. And I know they don't look like that anymore. I don't know what they look like. I'm not involved in the La Cosa Nostra syndicate at all. But
I don't know. I'm picturing making sauce by taking a razor blade to the garlic and slicing it very thin while you're imprisoned.
Yeah, that works.
And we got some prosciutto.
Goodfellas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we can eat.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of Molly's Game, too. Every time I read about the technology.
So I didn't see Molly's Game. Molly's Game has come up. Can we get a quick synopsis of Molly's Game?
Molly's Game is a true story.
Based on a true story?
Yes. It's a true story. Molly Bloom, remember Jeremy Bloom, the skier and Colorado football player?
Yep.
Who was told he couldn't play both. So his sister, Molly, was once a competitive skier, but she injuries kept her out of it. She started working for a group that put on poker rooms,
okay,
high stakes poker rooms. She then got into an argument and ended up doing it herself out on in Los Angeles.
Okay,
and so she created these amazing poker rooms there in a hotel with some celebrities that they never said who they were. The FBI found out about it. They raided her apartment. I think it was in New York at the time, and so she was in trouble with the law, and basically they wanted her to give up all of the people that were her clients, and she refused to do it. It's I don't want to ruin the movie, so go watch it because it's really good. Okay. Jessica Chastain plays Molly Bloom. Idris Elba plays her attorney. Michael Cera plays the whoever the character plays the character of who the Hollywood person is.
And Michael Cera is who I keep thinking of in relation to Chauncey and Damon Jones in the story, because in the movie they talk about his character being a movie star. He's not Michael Cera in the movie, but he's just the actor playing that character. And they talk about his character being used as like this big actor to get other rich people
other
to come play
to
in
come
the game.
Play. Yeah,
in the movie.
But the movie, and at least with Molly Bloom's game, if you will, it wasn't a rigged game.
Okay.
It was just illegal.
It was just illegal.
It was legal until
she took a portion of it.
So I guess this question, and this is what is, I mean, I'm not friends with Chauncey Billups. None of us are friends with Chauncey Billups. And I imagine most of our audience aren't friends with Chauncey Billups, but you feel a connection to Chauncey Billups. And Chauncey Billups, in his time as a Piston, when you list the coolest athletes
number
in
one.
Detroit sports history, if he's not at the top, he's near the top, and unflappable, and just doesn't seem like you get caught up in something like this based upon our limited knowledge of who he is, right? And our limited knowledge is crafted through watching him play and listening to him talk. He's just the coolest MF-er under the sun. There is a huge point of distinction in this whole story. Was Chauncey Billups asked, hey, we need a celebrity to be part of a poker to draw people in to play poker. Will you come play poker? Was he asked, just do that? Or did Chauncey Billups, did he know what was going on? Was he wearing glasses? Was he getting tips as to what cards to play? Was he part of that part of the scheme?
So if you read the indictment, they actually specify how the system worked, at least for example, the like rigged shufflers. And so what the shuffler did per the indictment, it read the cards that were in the pile and calculated who was going to have the best chance to win the hand. That information was then sent electronically and wirelessly to an operator, as they call it.
The quarterback.
Somewhere off-site.
Yep.
Well, the operator is different than the quarterback. It goes to the operator. That operator essentially texts to the quarterback, who is at the table, the information of who has the best hand. The quarterback then uses hand signals at the table to the other players who are in on it as to who has the best hand and who is going to win and stuff like that.
So the question I would have is Chauncey Billups one of those people that was in the know?
What I'm going to say is I don't know how you're involved in that complex of a system and you're not really aware.
I mean, it's conceivable. It's conceivable
yes,
that Chauncey was just used as the bait to get the big fish.
Yes.
And that Chauncey sat at the table, just thought he was playing cards while others were getting scammed here. But if Chauncey was losing money and he was getting scammed, would he even, I mean, he might not know he's getting scammed, but why would he want to come back? Maybe they said, we're going to give you $10,000 to gamble with or
Sounds like some of these guys maybe have debts too. There's screenshots of text in there, and there's a text from Damon Jones asking for a 10K advance on one of the jobs. When you question how these guys get involved in the Italian mafia, you think about all
you
the...
You mean La Cosa Nostra?
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra, the Italian crime syndicate, mob, mafia, Sicilian, Italian, American mob. When you think about how they get involved in that, I think about all the pro athletes that have gambling stories. Pete Rose, Michael Jordan,
right,
Allen
sure.
Iverson, all these different guys. They have major, massive gambling debts, a lot of them.
Dante Porter was,
Exactly. Banned for life from the... Just even recently with Malik Beasley. And Terry Rozier, this was a rumor. I mean, obviously it happened 2 years ago, the game that a lot of people are referring to. So that's been around circulating for a while as well.
At this point, there's no connection between this story and Beasley, though.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that nobody misinterpreted what you said there. Shabbat, thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it from the update desk. And did he have reading a federal indictment on his bingo card today, what he was going to be doing at work? Probably not. Here is the latest on Malik Beasley. This is from Dan Wetzel, who is a friend of the show, long time with Yahoo, now with ESPN. Former Detroit Piston Malik Beasley, currently out of the NBA due to gambling concerns, was not named in any indictment today. Beasley, who's seeking a return to the NBA, cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he has never cooperated with authorities. Beasley's attorney, Steve Haney, said, I want to make this perfectly clear. any avoidance Malik Beasley has in connection with today's developments in the federal gambling arrest has no relationship whatsoever to any alleged or accused cooperation or information provided to the Eastern District of New York. Malik has not and will not cooperate with any pending federal investigations.
That's kind of a weird thing to say. He's not going to snitch. Is that what that says?
I think he's saying he's so far removed from this, he hasn't talked to anybody about it. That's an odd statement.
I mean, he doesn't have to help anybody in the investigation.
What the heck is his attorney trying to say?
It's like he's trying to distance him from this whole mess, which might be the right thing to do. But at the same time, that statement was weird.
I agree. Can anybody help us out? Because this sounds like I'm not helping you. I'm not snitching more than it's.
I haven't talked to you, so don't put my name out there as if like that you're coming down on these other people because the information that I've gave it, because I gave you nothing. I didn't talk to you. Nor will I talk to you, basically what it says, right?
Beasley, who is seeking a return to the NBA, cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he has never cooperated with authorities. Okay, he wasn't named today.
No,
he cites that as proof of his complete innocence and reiterates he's never cooperated with I don't know why you'd reiterate he's never cooperated with authorities. I can see how saying, hey, I'm not involved in this one. This has nothing to do with me. Which, very well, I suspect until we hear otherwise, I'll believe is the case. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Open lines, Carson Anderson. I just read the statement from Malik Beasley's attorney. I want to make this perfectly clear. Any avoidance Malik Beasley has in connection with today's developments in the federal gambling arrests has no relationship whatsoever to any alleged or accused cooperation or information provided to the Eastern District in New York. Malik has not and will not cooperate with any pending federal investigations. Huds, I think I'm not a lawyer. Maybe I don't understand the way this is written. This seems really odd. In the court of public opinion, it's okay to say, hey, I haven't talked to anybody about this case, saying I will not cooperate with any federal investigation. Feels like a strange thing for an attorney to say about his client.
It does. It does seem like a strange thing to say.
Yeah. I think my guess, guys, is one, obviously he wants to let everyone know he has nothing, no involvement in this whatsoever. Clearly he says that, right? I think the second part is he didn't get any kind of deal for ratting anybody out. Do you know what I'm saying? So he's basically saying, I've never spoken about this at all.
Maybe he's responding to an accusation that we don't see.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I'm not guilty of anything ever. I didn't get a deal. You know what I mean? I didn't talk to anybody, and I won't talk to anybody because I have no involvement in this whatsoever. So he's trying to clear himself completely of everything, even his own case, which means I didn't get some kind of sweetheart deal to rat out this other, allegation going on. So I think that's what that means.
DJ writes in, Doug and Gator, perfect example of sometimes just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Let's get to your phone calls. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, or actually, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I saw that whole press conference, but before I get to Chauncey, it's obvious why Malik is saying this. I mean, you'd be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life if you got tied into this with the mafia.
That's true.
As far as the press conference, I saw the whole thing. You guys are correct on the terms they used, and they had a term for the stars who played. It was face something. Can't remember the term for them. But the FBI and the Attorney General said they absolutely knew what was going on. I don't remember if it said they profited in it. But they absolutely knew that the games were set up, and that's why they're indicted.
Well, that would be very, very disappointing. I have not seen that report today, so we'll take your word for it.
It was on all the networks. I happened to catch the whole thing. There was
we've been on the air, so but I haven't seen any tweets saying they knew about it.
There was the card scandal, and then there were prop bet scandals. Yep. The only name I heard that's familiar that was involved in both was Damon Jones. It's the only one that I heard carried over to both of them.
Yes, we did know that, and we did, again, that we've been on the air. I'm looking for tweets that say Billups absolutely knew. I'm not seeing anybody else reporting that.
It's heartbreaking. I don't know that they specifically said Chauncey knew, but what they said
that's
was...
That's what you said.
Yeah, but that's the big
thing.
They
had a term. They had a term for the stars that were involved in the games. It was face something, and then the players that didn't know were called fish.
Okay. Look, Kevin, I don't have any reason to doubt you. It might have been said. I feel like one of the reporters that covered this case would have tweeted that Chauncey absolutely knew, and I have not seen that. But again, we're doing a radio show while we're trying to take in this breaking story, so we'll continue to look for it. Jay in White Lake, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jay.
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
For the guy, your last caller, Kevin, the term they used, because I watched the press conference too, the term they used for Billups was what they called a face card. He was a face card. He was a king or a queen or whatever, I guess they were insinuating.
Okay.
I personally, I think that the statement that Beasley and his attorney put out, to be honest, I think it made a lot of sense. I think he's got an attorney who's trying to get in front of the eight ball by saying, all right, if there's going to be any direct or indirect correlation or connection with the timing and Beasley, what he's been going through, just in case anybody wants to try and make some kind of connection, his name is not being spoken, not because he gave up any information, but because he has completely nothing to do with this, hasn't spoken to anybody, won't speak to anybody, and is completely removed from it. I think that's all they were doing was trying to get ahead of any speculation
to put the distance,
that may come. Yeah. You know, when you guys read that, that was my first thought. I thought, well, that's pretty sharp, in my mind.
I got another news I'm not going to talk to you about because I clearly have nothing to do with it. Yes, Chauncey Billups was used as a tweet I see that was used as a face card to lure fish into illegal and rigged poker games.
Who is that from?
John Canzano.
And he does not say that Chauncey
doesn't
knew.
Say that he knew. It's just a statement that says he was used. Suck, right? That he was used.
Here's the thing that would suck. It would be, Chauncey, we're going to pay you to come play cards with big spenders. You're the lure to play cards with a famous former professional athlete. Okay, cool. Shows up, gets paid, gambles a little bit, walks out.
Right. Yeah, we give him 15 grand worth of chips each time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come out, whatever.
Gets to do it a little bit more, walks out, and then, wait, they were doing what? Like, that's the part, if Chauncey is as stunned today as anybody, he may say that as a defense, but I have not seen that Chauncey was part of the masterminding the scheme or knew about it.
No, we haven't seen that link, and I'm waiting to see that, because obviously he's a beloved figure in town, and you don't want to think the worst of somebody.
But the other side is he did know, and he did this willingly
because he was
arrested.
I hope
that's the
part
that I don't want to believe in until we find out that's exactly what happened. That he knew he was in on it. He knew what was going on. He went along with it. You know, there's a lot to still be uncovered with it, but it is quite possible that he was simply approached and said, "Hey, we want to use you as somebody that, you know, you're a celebrity, so we want to use you and your name and your stature to bring other players to the table. People want to play poker next to Chauncey Billups. Is that okay with you?" "Sure, sounds good." And that might be the end of it. May not be. Probably isn't. But that's why you let this thing
play out.
I'm not
sure you get arrested if they don't know, but again,
if you're part of it.
Yeah. Bill, you're next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I think it was smart in a couple of ways for his lawyer to make that statement. And like you said, you know, like Kang said, too, hey, I'm not the rat, you know. I'm not the rat, Frank, you know. So
could be.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons, because, you know, you don't want to be looked at, you know, as you ratted out your boys or whatever, you know, something like that. But it's obvious that they wouldn't, I would think the prosecution, it sounds like they've been working on this case for a long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they wouldn't have charged Chauncey with money laundering unless they knew he was in on it. I mean, the mob's laundering money through Chauncey Billups, and they think Chauncey knew about it. They wouldn't have charged him. That's really about it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that Chauncey. I mean, I hope the best. I hope he associated with some bad people and it got him in this thing, and that's the end of it. But you know, he's suspended. He got arrested. I don't want to. Don't assume the worst, but it's hard not to draw that conclusion, but we're not going to do that. 248-539-9797. Tony in Plymouth, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hi. I think we figured out the lawyer statement, but it's an emphatic statement of innocence. The only reason you're in a position to cooperate or quote-unquote snitch, as you said earlier, is if you're looking for a deal. And he's saying, we're not talking to him because we don't need a deal. He didn't do anything. So it might have been a little inarticulate, but that's what they're saying.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Tony. 248-539-9797. Jay is in Farmington Hills. And next. Hi, Jay.
Fellas, how you doing today?
All right, good, Jay.
I think you're missing a whole – I think potentially there could be a whole other aspect of this that nobody is really even considering, and that's Cosa Nostra, the mafia. They're going to maximize their profits. What they're going to do is, and I don't even know if Chauncey Billups knew what was happening, but let's just say that hypothetically that a lot of these guys got in heavy gambling debt, $500,000, $1 million. Let's just say maybe that Carmine shows up next and he goes, hey, Chauncey, you know, you got a lot of connections with the NBA. Could you give me a little information that might help prop up our NBA gambling operation?
Jay, he's not – there's a whole other aspect to this case, and that is the Terry Rozier and the Jonte Porter and Damon Jones. They were in the point-shaving part of it. Chauncey is just the illegal gambling. It's all started with the mafia, but it's – apparently there's no ties between Chauncey, but there's ties between the three players doing this.
I just think that these mafia people, they don't play around.
No.
And I wouldn't have put anything past them.
No, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with this case. Brian is next. Hello, Brian.
How you doing?
Good.
So my take, I've been in law enforcement for 36 years, and I would say as soon as I heard that statement from Malik Beasley, I'm thinking he's telling the mob, I had nothing to do with this, and I will not cooperate with them.
Yeah.
Because witnesses for the mafia or against the mafia have a habit of disappearing. That's my take.
I can't believe these are real conversations we're having on this show. I can't believe that we're because you're probably right, and we've all seen movies, but I feel like the timeline, we are in a movie timeline right now. We are living a script in this story right now. 248-539-9797. We'll talk some NFL next. Carson Anderson, 97.1. Was a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. So I'm going to bring up something that's kind of fun. Briefly, we were scolded years ago, so I'm going to bring it up briefly. Have you seen the recent USCHO college hockey top 10.
I just know Michigan State's number one. I think, is Michigan number two?
No, Western Michigan is number two. Michigan is number three. There's your top three in college hockey right now.
And then Penn State's in the mix too. And
but Michigan, but
the
both Michigan,
the state of Michigan has three of the top three teams is amazing.
Defending Stanley Cup. I almost said the defending Stanley Cup champion, Western Michigan Broncos. The defending national champion, Western Michigan Broncos. Michigan State, who just swept what is now number four, BU. Michigan swept the top, both on the road, by the way. Michigan went to Providence and swept the top 10 Providence team. Michigan State, Western Michigan, Michigan. 1, 2, 3. Western Michigan and Michigan start a home and home tonight at Yost Ice Arena. So there we go. There we go. So there's that. Also, coming up this weekend, it's not just Michigan, Michigan State. You know Grand Valley and Ferris play this weekend?
I did not know that.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's a big matchup.
Yes, these teams just win natties at the D2 level. So, big game. Ferris number one again, and Grand Valley a traditional power. I think this has a nickname. Or do they? Does Grand Valley have a rivalry game with Saginaw Valley? Do they have like?
I imagine they do.
Somebody play for an anchor or something.
That sounds good. If not, they should. But Grand Valley and in Ferris, that's become the rivalry because both those programs have been so good.
Yeah. The Grand Valley and Ferris rivalry is known as the Anchor Bone Classic, Gator. That delivered.
The
that
Anchor Bone?
The Anchor Bone Classic. So how about that?
Anchor Bone.
Well, Ferris, the Bulldogs.
The bone. There it is. The okay, anchor gotcha.
For the bone. Lakers, so Anchor Bone.
It's a big bone.
Meanwhile, feedback coming in here regarding Kang's last question, an adjective and a passive animal. Scott in Carlton says, I'd be the dirty dingo.
Dingoes are not harmless.
No, aren't they accused of eating babies?
They ate babies.
Yeah.
Josh and Warren says, I feel like you guys should wash your mouth out for saying you'd root for Aaron Rodgers.
You guys are gross.
I said Mason Rudolph and the Steelers.
You
did.
Gator cheated. Corey and Holly, I'm negative narwhal. What's a narwhal?
Narwhal is a it's like a whale that has a like a swordfish type.
It's like a unicorn looking thing, but yeah. I think it's actually horn. A tooth or not. Most people think it's a horn, but I think it's actually like a tooth or something.
It might be. Huh. Yeah.
I'd be rotten tortoise. That's from an unnamed texter.
Oh, he's trying to steal your stuff.
Bored turtle. Paul from St. Clair said, I'd be savage giraffe.
Doug, you could beat up
a
giraffe, Doug? Right? A savage one?
I don't think I could beat up a giraffe. At one point I did, and then I got flooded with videos.
Giraffe just destroying
giraffe
people?
giraffe like knocking over cars and stuff. Unnamed texture, I'd be naughty donkey.
Gator, have you been there?
I can't talk about it. I was young.
Yeah, I understand. It was a bachelor party.
How often do you go to Tijuana?
TJ? Not TJ Lang. I'm in Tijuana. I don't know if he's been there.
You're breaking news? I will not be cooperating with any investigation regarding.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I have not and will not.
Yeah.
All right, from Eric, NBA has been shady. I still don't believe that Dallas traded Doncic before his prime for a first rounder and Glass Anthony Davis to LA of all places, and they convincingly get the first overall pick too. It stinks of something for sure. NBA players gamble on team airplanes all the time for years. They gamble after their careers with the same guys for high stakes. Bad people want a piece of the action, none the wiser. It's from Michael.
Or, you know, playing cards on a plane is a way to pass time.
Roy in Clarkston, there has to be more players involved because Chauncey is the only one I'm paying to play poker with the other two, not with the other two scrubs. Can't wait to see who's next. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to lead to, but I'm a huge sports fan, and this is why I never bet a cent on games. You're throwing away your money if you do. The casinos always win. That's from Roger and Mount Clemens.
Well, now you know.
Paulina.
Oh, Paulina.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Paul in a truck with no spacing in between. It's PaulInaTruck. No spaces.
So not the supermodel from the 80s, Paulina Poroskova.
It's Paulina Truck.
It's not Paulina Gretzky.
It's Paul in a Paul. Truck. Paul, hit the space bar for us, brother. I watch the kids, and they are more into fantasy than actual games. They're all on their phones betting. Well, there's a lot of warnings going on in the Karsh household with the kids. Let's just say that we have had discussions about what you can and cannot do and what sure. you should or should not do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing. That's why I always say this, and maybe it's just me. If you put a dollar down on a Red Wing game, you feel it. Maybe you won't. I do, even if it's just a damn dollar. That's why I keep myself out, how to keep yourself out of trouble.
It's a great way to do it. Once you've gone past it.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, for you, it works. That dollar is,
I get it. Doesn't work for everybody. For somebody else. It doesn't work for everybody. Works for me.
I'm glad it works for you.
Yep. So.
We're going to bunch more musician names if it was a adjective and a non-threatening animal.
Like Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horny toad.
Sure.
Outrageous otter.
Okay.
Otters are great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pissed off platypus.
There's a poison spur that they have.
Sleepy mouse.
Sleepy mouse. Stage name. Sleep now. Welcome to the stage. Sleepy mouse.
Opening for Bad Bunny is Pissy Panda.
Oh.
I think the red panda is nice. I don't know about regular pandas.
Right.
Angry chicken.
I see some great video. Angry chicken. Videos of pandas.
Yeah, they're great, right? They seem great.
They look like they are just. You could just fix a camera in on their cage, and they're hysterical.
Aren't they vicious? Oh no, that's koala bears.
I think it's polar bears are vicious.
Oh, I think koala bears are pretty vicious too. Are they? Although they're high all the time.
Well, yeah.
Not on their own supply though.
No, well, it's getting off the trees like they.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Back off.
You don't want to step to one. I'll just say that. You do not want to step to one.
Is that what they told you when you were in Australia?
Yes, it is. So
I'm going to want to stay away from this, mate.
Yeah, I would.
Real dangerous.
Here's Rico Beard.
What's up? Avoid the koala at all costs.
Yeah. Yep. You good?
Oh, yeah. I'm good, man.
Yeah. How about this story, huh? This Chauncey story?
What? Something happened with Chauncey?
Unbelievable.
It took a spin when, of course, I think, like, when it first came out, me, like everybody else, was like, wait, he's a coach. Did he just pull a Pete Rose?
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to a whole different, like, whoa, I'm watching Molly's game, too. And, yeah, then when the FBI came up and did their talking, I still think, I think this is going to be a lot more. I think it's going to be a lot more names on both parts, whether it's the point shaving part or with the poker game. I think more people care about the point shaving stuff than the poker game. Poker game is like, yeah.
Well, it depends. It's not just a poker game. The stuff that's being alleged is that the poker games were fixed.
Right, they were fixed. But I guess
that's a whole different ball game, man.
Yeah, but I guess I look at it as we were never going to be invited to these games. Whereas point shaving affects your integrity of the NBA.
I just really don't like the idea that he's involved with this. That if he knew that they were rigged and he was part of it to lure people in to play these games to make money for the mobsters.
I had this conversation with Rieger earlier today because he was like, well, he probably didn't know anything about it. I'm like, you're sitting there playing games with the mafia. I think you know. They're the mafia.
Unless he doesn't know that. Unless the mafia wasn't there, that he doesn't see them. I don't know. I mean, that's why
I'm hoping somehow
story
some way,
to come out. Yeah, because I want to think the best of Chauncey. And he was like, no, man, they asked me if I'd help promote their poker games. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I'm just playing poker.
Hope so.
I doubt that's the case.
Have a great show, Rico.
We will definitely give it our best, Doug.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.